From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, January 28th. Coming up, a breakdown of the three Illinois Democrats vying to become the state's next U.S. senator, who shared a stage in Chicago earlier this week. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A Democrat running for Illinois' open U.S. Senate seat says he wants to invest in rural communities. Brian Maxwell grew up in rural areas and is an agricultural engineer at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Speaking on the 21st show, he says he wants the U.S. to build a more reliable farming economy.
Right now, we mostly only give federal subsidies to a pretty small number of commodity crops rather than promoting more diversified agriculture in our country that would not only lead to more economically sustainable markets, but more environmentally sustainable markets. And this is crucial for farmers.
He says the Trump administration has played a large part in upending international trade markets with, quote, reckless unilateral tariffs. Maxwell is a first-time political candidate and one of 10 seeking the Democratic Party's nomination for Illinois' open Senate seat. He's also one of the few candidates in the race who's not based in the Chicagoland area. You can find full interviews with Maxwell and many other Senate candidates at 21stshow.org. The primary election for Illinois' open Senate seat is on March 17th. New bipartisan legislation would modernize how the U.S. Department of Agriculture doles out loans to farmers. The bill would allow those with a 50% stake in a farm to apply for much-needed loans. Under the current system, a farmer or rancher needs to be the sole owner-operator. Farm Credit Council CEO and President Christy Seifert says these days it's common for siblings to co-own farms. She says the change is a practical fix.
Very, very simply, it will help provide access to this much needed capital to help farmers, the next generation farmers, to get out and get in the field, do what they need to do to keep agriculture going in this country.
Two federal lawmakers from Illinois on the House Ag Committee have attached the legislation to the Farm Bill, which is set to expire this September. Champaign County is looking for election judges ahead of Illinois' primary election on March 17th. Clerk Aaron Ammons says the county needs 200 judges for the election, and about 77 people have been trained and signed up so far. Election judges support voters at the county's polling places and help process mail-in ballots, among other tasks. Ammons says the county needs both Democrats and Republicans to serve as judges, and any U.S. citizen who is at least 17 years old can sign up.
As a matter of fact, we even have, if you are a junior or senior in high school and you have the correct GPA and the permission of your parents, you can also serve as an election judge.
Information about signing up to be an election judge is available at the Champaign County Clerk's website. Early voting for the primary starts next week on February 5th. The Illinois-based American Academy of Pediatrics released its 2026 childhood and adolescent vaccine schedule on Monday, and it advises kids to get all routine vaccines. It's a departure from federal guidelines, which saw cuts to the number of recommended vaccines for kids earlier this month. The vaccines in dispute include those for rotavirus, COVID-19, influenza, and hepatitis A and B. AAP spokesperson Molly O'Shea says skipping them could be dangerous.
Kids whose immune systems are just figuring life out will always do better getting exposed to a disease by vaccination rather than actual illness. So younger kids are all going to be worse off.
The AAP's guidance was endorsed by a dozen medical organizations. Still to come, a breakdown of the three Illinois Democrats vying to become the state's next U.S. senator, who shared a stage in Chicago earlier this week. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 18 degrees, wind chills between minus 10 to minus 20 at times, with a west wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 3 below zero, with a west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 14 degrees, a north wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 4 below zero, with a north wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 13 degrees, with a north wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, The Race for Governor. Ted Dabrowski is a former banker turned conservative policy advocate. He's one of four men seeking the Republican nomination to challenge Governor J.B. Pritzker. If you have questions for him, leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. Then join us next time on The 21st Show at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Three Illinois Democrats vying to become the state's next U.S. senator shared a stage in Chicago on Monday night. It was the first face-to-face debate between U.S. Reps Robin Kelly, Raja Krishnamoorthy, and Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton. The event, co-hosted by WBEZ, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the University of Chicago's Institute of Politics and International House, started politely enough. Claire Lane spoke with Mawa Iqbal about the debate, starting with Mawa sharing what she thinks is a big headline from the debate. That's Mawa Iqbal and Claire Lane discussing Monday night's U.S. Senate debate.
I guess one big headline for me was just how fiercely Stratton came on the offensive against Krishnamoorthy, which started just a few minutes into the debate itself. Donald Trump, of course, was another big topic of discussion. They're actually asked a question where they had to name one nice thing about Trump and the Trump administration. And it's interesting that the two congresspeople did come up with like a small thing, but Stratton just flat out refused to say anything. But overall, I don't think there are really any clear-cut winners or losers. I feel like, you know, all three candidates seemed quite posed. They had equal airtime. But above all, none of them really made any sort of serious gaffes or blunders.
And you mentioned Stratton sort of holding firm, being very stern, and she came out pretty hard against Krishnamoorthy, who is the fundraising front runner, we should mention. So give us a bit of a taste of what her attacks against him sort of sounded like last night.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Krishnamoorthy is the fundraising front runner. So she's certainly focused on his fundraising and how some of his money has come from who she calls MAGA donors and Trump supporters. She also made it seem like his congressional career, which has been about a decade now, has been sort of lacking. And she says he's only gotten four bills signed into law, and they're all to rename post offices. And she also has said, you know, something that she's been saying for the past few weeks on the campaign trail, which is that Krishnamoorthy had last summer signed on to a resolution thanking ICE.
How did he, Krishnamoorthy, respond to those attacks against him?
You know, it's funny, he at one point kind of jokingly said that he felt like he should have come to the debate with body armor on, which definitely got some laughs from the crowd. But he, you know, he defended his congressional record and he called Stratton a hypocrite for attacking him for where his money's coming from when he says that there were, quote, mystery donors funding advertisements for her. And onto the resolution thanking ICE, he said that actually most of it dealt with condemning anti-Semitism. So it was all packaged together that he had to vote for it.
So the boxing gloves were out between Krishnamoorthy and Stratton. Where was Congresswoman Robin Kelly in all of this? What was her debate performance like? How did she sound on stage?
That's a good question. Yeah, she mostly stayed out of the crossfire. You know, she was pretty much focusing on herself, except for one moment when she did actually join Krishnamoorthy and took her own shot at Stratton for using, quote unquote, dark money to pay for her TV ads. But like I said, you know, she was pretty focused on herself and the work that she's done in Congress. She really wanted to hammer home this point that she's a workhorse and not a show horse, which is something that she's been saying ever since she started campaigning months ago. And she even said a four-letter swear word that she gets blank done. So,
yeah, I got a few texts about that. But certainly immigration enforcement top of mind here in Chicago as well as in Minneapolis. The debate's first question last night touched on the fatal shootings of Alex Pretty and Renee Good by immigration agents in Minneapolis. Any solutions to the tragedy and the chaos? What did we learn? What was the reaction to the panelists on that?
Yeah, you know, speaking of Robin Kelly, she actually, one of her big moments right at the beginning of the debate was when she talked about her articles of impeachment to impeach Homeland Security head Kristi Noem, which now even Krishnamoorthy has signed on to. But, you know, all three candidates, they talked about abolishing ICE. It was interesting, though, there were subtle differences in how they said they would actually do it. So Krishnamoorthy says he wants to get rid of what ICE has essentially morphed into under Trump, but not really calling for an outright abolition, so to speak, which is also similar to kind of what Kelly was saying, where, you know, she wanted to get rid of the agency and sort of rebuild it from the ground up. But Stratton, she definitely seemed to take the more hardline position, where she said that ICE is just an agency that can't be reformed and should just no longer exist.
That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Christine Herman, Arjun Sucker, Will Bauer, Mawa Iqbal, and Minju Park. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.